Welcome here, Lord. You are welcome in this place. You are the one who builds this house. You are the one. You're the only one, the only one who builds this house. You have laid the foundation. You are building the walls. You have put the roof on and plastered and painted, and now you're filling the house with your people. Our work is not wasted. Builder's work is not wasted, because it's you who builds it. Nothing we do in this house is wasted. Nothing we do, not one prayer, not one dance, not one message, not one cleaning is wasted. You see it all, you see it all. And you are honored and pleased. Thank you, Lord, thank you for building this house. Thank you for the freedom that we have to be here. You're the one who protects us. You're the one who protects us. You're the one who keeps us in the palm of your hand. You say you give rest to those you love. You say you give rest. You give rest to those you love. Thank you for your rest. It is useless to work so hard from early morning to late at night, anxiously working for our food to eat. It is useless, 'cause you give rest. It is useless. It is useless for us to work so hard from early morning till late at night. It is useless, 'cause you give us rest. Thank you for your rest, O Lord, to those of us that you love. Your perfect rest. Teach us to find your rest. Your perfect rest doesn't mean we don't work or we don't do what we have to, but that rest is deep inside. It comes from a secret place deep inside. No striving, no worrying, no anxious thoughts. For you are the king and you're in control. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. For God gives rest to his loved ones. You give rest to those you love. So, Father, we receive that rest. May it go deep, deep down into our souls. May it go deep, deep down into our toes. May we not strive. May we not strive for our health, for our food, for our rent, for the things we need, for our children. May we not strive. May you give us the courage and the strength to do the things we need to do, yes, but from a place of rest. Oh, the children in our lives, the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, our own. All of them are a gift. They are a gift from you. Help us to see. Help us to see as you do. Help us to see them as you do. They are a gift, they are a reward. They just need to be loved and accepted and encouraged. Show us how to do it. Show us how to love them, how to accept them, how to spur them on, like you do for us. Help them to be a joy, not a nuisance or a problem, that they would be a joy. Yeah, na 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 na. Even right now, as there are daycares and maybe still some schools are opened, Jesus, just bless them, bless the teachers, give them courage, give them courage to do what they need to do. Give us courage to be a part of their lives, a part of the things that need to happen in their lives for your glory, for your kingdom to advance. From the depths of inside of us, we call to you for help. Hear our cry, pay attention to our prayers. Not because we are good or do anything right, but because, simply because we are yours and you love us so much. Lord, you do not keep a record of our sins, because there's no way we could survive if you did. But you offer forgiveness so that we can learn to fear you and appreciate you and respect you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for your forgiveness. Oh, you have forgiven. You have forgiven. You have forgiven. Help us to not take it for granted.
Got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm.
Yeah.
Let all my life testify. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not alone.
Yeah, no, no, no.
God really loves us. God really. His mercy's enough. His grace is sufficient. So come if you need it. Forgiveness or healing. His mercy's enough. Oh,
soul is wise and good, but my only hope, my only hope comes from your word, the words on these pages, the words on these pages, may they be life, soak up the dry heart. Other things that strive for my attention, may I be attentive to your word, yeah, ma na 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 na, break up the places that are hard, the places that are not fertile. Break them up, O Lord, and make it a perfect place for you to dwell. Someone else, for a friend, it belongs to you, Lord, it is from you, Lord, help us steer it to you, steer that ache and desire to you. Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there's unfailing love. His redemption overflows. He himself will redeem you from every kind of sin. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. Let us hope in you, let us hope in you, even now the trouble that Israel goes through, may they put their hope in you. May we put our hope in you, may we put our hope in you, everything we hope for. May we cast it on you. Cause you love us so much. Oh, you love us so much. Your love is unfailing. It It never fails, never fails. Your love never fails, it never runs out. Always reaching, always wanting more. Always reaching to you, always wanting more. No matter how small you can give, he's thrilled. He's thrilled, no matter how small a gift you have, he's thrilled. A broken heart, a broken life, or a small service, or a big one, it doesn't matter to him, he's thrilled. He's thrilled at what you give, 'cause his love is unfailing. Thrilled that you've come, he's thrilled that you've come. Keep coming, keep coming, keep reaching. 'Cause his love is unfailing. His redemption overflows. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. He redeems, he makes new, he changes, he brings to life. He does all these things for you. All these things for you. He redeems you from every kind of sin, every kind, every kind. He changes all those ugly parts. All the ugly parts, he turns it into life. He changes all the little ugly things and changes them into life. Every kind of sin, there's not one that's too big, there's not one that's too small. He can take it and turn it around. It's what he does. So we put our hope in you, Lord. We put our hope in you. I don't hope in the government or my family or my money or my power or position. I put my hope in you. I put my hope only in you. Only you. Jesus, as I put my hope in you, I also pray for Israel, that Israel, as this verse says, would put its hope in you, for your love is unfailing, and your redemption overflows, and you redeem them from every kind of sin. Father, I pray that you would draw them to your heart, that your Holy Spirit would convict, that hearts would be open, that eyes would be open, that they would see, wow, the Messiah came and died for me. And that they would open the Word and see all the promises that you have for that country. those who are confused, that you would comfort those who are frustrated, that you would bring clarity, those who need healing, that you would heal. Father, in the midst of war and bloodshed and terror, you are still God, and you reign, and you have a promise for them. You have a promise of life, that they would hold on to that, that they would grab a hold of that. Father, we thank you for that nation, for how they paved a way for us, how they paved a way for me to be able to receive Jesus. Bless them, because they are the ones that brought you unto this world. So bless that nation. Help them what they're going through. Help them, Jesus. Be their helper. Be their helper. Hearts would not be proud, that our eyes would not be haughty, that we would not concern ourselves with matters too great or too awesome that we can't grasp, but that we would calm and quiet ourselves, that we would be like a little child who doesn't cry for its mother's milk anymore, that our souls would be at rest. As an American nation, would not be proud and haughty and be so concerned with all these things that you are in control of, but that we would learn as a people to be calm and quiet and restful in your hope, in your presence, in your life. This church, that the people in this building, the people that come to this building, people that live around this building, that they would be calmed and quieted. That you would calm their hearts, quiet their hearts in the midst of the noise and the busy. Calmer, that you would be the quieter. That it would not be about the activities or the things that need to happen or the things that need to go on, but that it would be about calming and quieting their heart before the Lord, before the King of the universe. Thank you. May we not be like little children that just cry for what we can't get or what we can't have. Help us, Father. To rest in you, to quiet ourselves in you. Father, we thank you for this time that we can sit in your presence, that we can come before you and worship you and sit still before you. Thank you that you take the time to be with us, that you care about being with us. Loving Father. That you are a caring Father. That you always are drawing us in more and more. We thank you for the word, this beautiful word that you have given us. That we can read. And we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.